live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the latest excavation and ground search for a 46-year-old woman reported missing in Moville 10 years ago has today ended without success. Gardaí investigating an attack on a house at Falsk near Strokestown in Roscommon have arrested a man in his 50s. Tributes are paid to the woman in her 30s who died following one car collision in Dunloe last evening. Dawn Croke was struck by a car as she walked along Chapel Road. And the South Hospital Group says the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy as they approach the weekend. Later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with sports news that'll be at around 5:15. The latest excavation and ground search for a 46-year-old woman reported missing in Moville 10 years ago has today ended without success. Gardaí have thanked the public for their patience during the operation and have renewed an appeal for information. With more detail, here's Trish Laverty.
The operation by Gardaí investigating the disappearance of Strabane Dr. Deirdre O'Flaherty began at the start of this week after Gardaí said they received information about the possible location of human remains. However, in a statement this afternoon, Gardaí confirmed they've completed their search operation at the site in the Milford Gartha district. Gardaí say unfortunately nothing that furthers the search for Deirdre was located during the search. They add the site is on private property and remains closed to the public. The statement acknowledges that today is also the 10th anniversary of the disappearance of Deirdre and requests that the privacy of her family is respected. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for anyone whose information in relation to Deirdre's disappearance to contact Buncrana Gartha station on 07493 20540 or the Gartha confidential line.
Tributes have been paid to Dawn Croke, who was in her 30s. She died last night after being struck by a car while walking along Chapel Road in Dunloe at around 6:30. A six-year-old girl who was also involved in the incident remains seriously ill in hospital. Dawn Croke, a mother of two, was a PE and resource teacher at Ross's Community School, which remained closed today as staff and students mourned a popular colleague and teacher. The school will also remain closed on Monday for her funeral. Just last month, she led a class from the school on a visit to Dáil Éireann, where they were received by the local TD and Lascan Corla Patacope Gallagher. He also paid tribute this afternoon. Gardaí investigating an attack on a house in Falsk near Strokestown in County Roscommon last month have arrested a man in his 50s. It follows a search carried out in County Donegal this morning. Earlier, a 54-year-old man appeared at a special sitting of Castlereagh District Court, charged with burglary in relation to the same incident. With more detail, here's Eamon Torsney.
Gardaí say the latest man to be detained was arrested this morning following a search in County Donegal. He's being held at Castlereagh Gartha Station under Section 30 of the Offences Against the State Act. The arrest is linked to an incident in which a number of security men were assaulted in Falsk, Strokestown on December 16th last year. They had been guarding a house where an eviction had taken place earlier in the week. Meanwhile, another man who was arrested yesterday in County Mayo in relation to the same incident appeared in court today. The man was brought before a special sitting of Castlereagh District Court this morning, where he was remanded in custody to appear at Harristown District Court on this day week.
The South Hospital Group says the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy approaching the weekend. In a statement, management say there's been a significant increase in the numbers of people presenting with respiratory and flu-like illness. Patients with flu require isolation to prevent the spread of infection, and management say this presents a significant challenge. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
In a statement this afternoon, the hospital says action is being taken to alleviate the waiting times for patients, including additional reviews and early discharges. Management at the hospital are urging people only to attend the emergency department in the case of real emergencies, and they should contact their GP or GP out of hour service in the first instance. The statement apologises to patients who are experiencing delays and also acknowledges the work being done by staff. This morning, there were 31 people awaiting inpatient beds at the hospital, according to the INMO's latest Trolley Watch report, seven of them on emergency department trolleys. That's down four on yesterday's figure of 35. University Hospital Limerick was the most overcrowded today, with 50 people waiting there. Nationally, there were 493 people waiting at hospitals across the country today.
Government officials have been meeting today to discuss a MICA redress scheme and how to put a scheme in place. That's according to the Housing Minister, Owen Murphy. He was in Donegal today and gave an update to councillors and journalists. It follows a progress update request from the MICA Action Group. They're now hoping that the Minister will be in a position to present the scheme to Cabinet for discussion in the coming weeks. Well, Minister Murphy was in Donegal to officially open four new social housing schemes and turn the sod on two new social housing developments. The new schemes were opened in Stranorner, Newton Cunningham, Manor Cunningham and Creve Smith in Letterkenny. The sods were turned at sites in Donegal Town and Long Lane, Letterkenny. Minister Murphy said today's visit involved schemes which represented a €23 million investment in Donegal. Well, the County Council here, Councillor Seamus O'Donnell, says that's well and good, but more, he says, is needed. He also urged the Minister to review regulations and restrictions, which he says makes it more and more difficult to build.
Well, there's no doubt at all about it, but that it is more difficult now to build houses, not alone Donegal, but all over the country because of regulations and things that have come in. We're talking about a time when we're in the midst of a housing crisis, when people can't access money from the banks, when the government are saying there's a massive housing deficit within our country. And perhaps it's time the government look at some type of softening regulation in the social housing remit to allow houses to be built whilst upkeeping the standard. And a way of softening that regulation is putting more overseers or more people in charge of them to ensure that things are done right and not asking people to self-police, because that doesn't work, as has been proven.
The Education Minister has confirmed that supports for higher education students planning to study in the UK and supports for UK nationals wishing to attend colleges in Ireland will continue. Concern had been raised that Brexit could affect these arrangements. However, eligible Irish and EU nationals wishing to enrol on approved courses in the UK for the 2019-20 academic year will still be able to avail of SUSE grants, and UK students who enrol for eligible courses for their current academic year in the Republic can still avail of the department's free fees and student grants schemes. Minister John McHugh says this reassurance is of particular importance to students living in border counties. He says his priority is to offer as much certainty as he can.
I'm very, very conscious of the fact that there are many students these days looking at where their options will be next September, so it's important to give this in advance. And when this issue was highlighted over a fortnight ago, legislatively, there may be legislative changes needed for the student support grant scheme, but in regard to the free fees, that's an administrative change and a policy change. So with government agreement, we'll be able to move on that really quickly.
The Irish Immigration Support Centre has strongly condemned a fire which caused extensive smoke damage to a hotel in County Leitrim last night. The Shannon Key West Hotel in Rooski was earmarked to become a direct provision centre for asylum seekers. Gardaí say they're investigating all potential causes of the blaze, which broke out at around 8 o'clock. The NASC CEO is Fiona Finn. She believes the hotel may have been targeted by people opposed to the prospect of it becoming a direct provision centre.
Very well known that the centre in Rooski was earmarked for a centre to house people seeking asylum. It's not a huge leap to say that this potential crime was obviously motivated by the fact that whoever committed this was completely opposed to asylum seekers living in that area. So there is very, for us, there is a very clear kind of a hate motivation or a hate element in this incident.
A new four-year active consent programme is being launched at NUI Galway to examine relationships among young people. The initiative will work with those aged 16 to 23, covering issues such as sexual consent, communication skills and the promotion of critical thinking about pornography. The workshops will combine psychology with sexual health and the creative arts. Speaking at the launch today, the Minister of State for Higher Education, Mary Mitchell O'Connor, said this is only the beginning.
Our plan in government is really to put together an action plan that we can roll out to the higher education institutions. And really all it is, you know, we know there's really good work being done in many of the institutions, but what we now want to do is, you know, join the dots. It's a ladder to help them kind of, you know, achieve best practice.
The government wants every fishing trawler in Ireland to become involved in an initiative to tackle plastic waste at seas. The Clean Oceans Initiative is Ireland's first coordinated campaign on land and at sea to collect, reduce and reuse marine litter. The fishing fleet in Donegal will be taking part in the programme. The government says plastic is the most common waste found in the sea. It makes up 80% of marine litter. The CEO of Borthwick Gawarra, the state's fishing agency, Jim O'Toole, says this is a big challenge.
It's a big ask to make sure that everybody gets involved, and I think that's a bold ambition, but I think it's a challenge that the fishing industry is really up for. It's about trying to develop good practice and better practice and roll that out to everybody so that every vessel and every fishing trip does their bit to try and clean up the ocean.
A meeting is to take place in Donegal later this month to promote a new initiative which enables taxi drivers to be more aware of potential suicide. Taxi Watch, a scheme which offers taxi drivers basic training and support to equip them with how best to assist someone who may be in distress or feeling suicidal, will be launched at a special information day at Century Cinemas in Letterkenny. It takes place on Monday week next, January 21st, between 11:30 and 1 p.m. Fiona O'Shea is manager at Local Link in Donegal. She says, given the success of the programme in Derry and in Kilkenny where it started, it does, she believes, have the potential to become a frontline service.
Taxi Watch Suicide Prevention, it's an initiative that was originally set up in Derry and followed on then by Kilkenny. It's a suicide prevention, and basically what it is, it's an opportunity to provide taxi drivers and hackney drivers who are in the front line usually of our services, particularly at night time, who are in contact with people who may be potentially suicidal or have mental health issues. And we have found that maybe they're in not enough support or basic training for our taxi men how to cope with that. So this is what Taxi Watch offers. It's an innovative scheme which is offering support and basic training to taxi drivers in relation to suicide and mental health awareness.
And indeed, we know that the initiative in Derry has proved extremely successful.
That's
so
right, yeah.
Even if it just helps one person, it would be worthwhile.
Oh gosh, and indeed the numbers to date are showing that there's been quite a number of people helped in very many different types of ways, you know. It's even sometimes the fact of just having the conversation can be a great help. It's very, very worthwhile, and it offers, you know, our drivers opportunity to learn about and to recognise particular signs displayed by individuals. So I think it's very worthwhile, and I'm excited really at the opportunity to be able to offer this to our taxi and hackney drivers here in Donegal. And I really do think that it will go, as you say, even one life being saved, but I think it has the potential of being a direct frontline service.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Gear up for 2019 with a massive winter sale in-store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and we say good evening to Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with Gaelic Games, and Tyrone have named their starting side for Sunday's Dr. McKenna Cup semi-final against Derry at the Athletic Grounds in Armagh. There's 8 changes from the side which defeated Fermanagh last Wednesday night in Omagh. Ulster University players Michael McKernan, Lee Brennan and Frank Burns are back in the Red Hand squad. McKernan and Brennan will line out from the whistle for their first starts of the year. Donegal, of course, are playing Armagh in the other semi-final on Sunday. That match is at Hayley Park in Omagh. No team news yet from the Donegal camp, but it's expected it will line out quite similar to the side which took to the field against Cavan on Wednesday night in their third victory of the campaign at McCool Park in Ballybofey. That Donegal-Armagh game will be fully live here on Highland as from the 2 o'clock throw-in time this coming Sunday afternoon. And we'll also have updates as well from Tyrone's match against Derry. But before all that, there's also another important game being played in Ulster this weekend. It's the Under-21 Club Football Tournament preliminary round tie involving the Donegal champions St Unans. They play Clan Éireann of Armagh tomorrow afternoon at the Kickham's Craigan Club in County Antrim, and that one throws in at 12:30. The one will go through to play Tyrone's Dromore in the quarterfinals. To rugby, the Champions Cup continues tonight. It's a pivotal weekend for the Irish provinces. Munster are taking on Gloucestershire at King's Home. Victory there for Munster tonight, and they'll move a step closer to the quarterfinals. It starts at 7:45. As for Ulster and Leinster, they are both in action tomorrow. Robert Bellacombe will make his European Champions Cup debut for the Northern Province, having been named in the starting Ulster team that will face Racing 92 in Belfast. Belcombe is joined in the back line by the competition's joint top try scorer, Jacob Stockdale, who will earn his 50th cap for Ulster. He's back from a hamstring injury. Alan O'Connor and flanker Sean Reedy are the only two players to retain their places from the Leinster defeat last week. Meanwhile, Johnny Sexton has been ruled out of Leinster's clash with fellow four-time winners Toulouse at the RDS tomorrow. The World Player of the Year has been suffering with a calf injury, so that means Ross Byrne will start at out half. There is a limited programme in Ulster club-wise tomorrow on the rugby front. Some selected fixtures see the likes of Letterkenny and Strabane on the road at Civil Service and Newry, while Coleraine and Championship runner-up against Cook and Limavady will play Ards. Cross-channel soccer, Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp has confirmed that DJ Lovren will miss tomorrow's game at Brighton with a hamstring injury. That leaves the Premier League leaders with only one fully fit centre-back in Virgil van Dijk. It means midfielder Fabinho could have to play in the back four tomorrow. Victory for Liverpool to go 7 points clear. City, of course, Manchester City don't play until Monday against Wolves. Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane are among those being linked with the vacant manager's job at Nottingham Forest today. The Championship club have parted company with Eitor Karanka after just 12 months in charge. And Leeds United can stretch their lead at the top of the Championship to 4 points. Frank Lampard's Derby County will play at Ellen Road this evening. In the Irish Premiership, there's one game tonight. Crusaders will look to go joint top of the table. They are away from home at Newry City. And among the five games tomorrow, Institute at home against Glentoran, and Coleraine also at home tomorrow playing host to Glenavon. The Ulster Senior League fixtures for the weekend start on Saturday evening at the Dry Arch Park with Bunnygee United against Fannage United. Two further games to come on Sunday. Letterkenny Rovers, the joint leaders, are taking on Finn Harps Reserves. FEI Junior Cup action this weekend will see three of the Donegal sides involved in the competition playing. The Donegal Junior League's Capri Rovers are on the road. They're taking on Kilkenny side Evergreen FC. And the two initial sides both have home ties. Greencastle play Pikeville of Tipperary, and Glengad United are hosting Burrtown from County Offaly on Sunday afternoon. There is full programmes in the two junior leagues in Donegal and Inishowen this coming weekend, and among the ties is a top of the table battle in Division 1 in Donegal, with the leaders Bunnygee United making the trip to second place Cranford FC. And in the Premier Division in Inishowen, Aileach can go 3 points clear at the top of the table with victory away to Ellis Celtic. The Donegal Athletics County Board will gather in the Finn Valley Centre in Stranorder on Saturday week, the 19th of January, to honour the stars of 2018. They have selected five outstanding performers who will receive awards, and for the first time ever, one athlete has won the Female Junior and Senior Award. Finn Valley Summer Leckie, who was a silver medal winner in the high jump at the World Junior Championships in Finland and who is also a national senior champion, has been named the winner in both categories. Brendan Boyce and James Kelly are the Senior and Junior Men of the Year, while Letterkenny's Kieran Doherty and Finn Valley's Noreen Boner are the Masters winners. On the boxing front, there's quarterfinal action tonight at the National Under 22 Championships being held in Dublin. The Lowe's Matthew McCall is set for ring action and hoping to make it through to the semi-finals of the competition. Tributes have been paid to the three-time Grand Slam champion Andy Murray today, who's announced his plans to retire this year. Murray says his struggle with a hip injury has become unbearable, and he hopes to finish his career at Wimbledon this summer. While in golf, Seamus Power has some ground to make up on the second day of the US PGA Tour Sony Open in Hawaii. The Waterford man is two over par after an opening round 72, and he's some 11 shots behind the leader, Adam Svensson of Canada. He's a rookie in the event this year. That's it, Donald. We'll have Saturday sport tomorrow with Chris Ashmore just after the two news. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday.
Thank you, Washin. Agus an ish an nocht a leibh ag Colm Ferriter.
Seamur mahas a Colm Ferriter and Sean in the Priestkelty Air Highland Radio. Fógrit her gurnyarn at Forest Nigeriga nua honru santas air hiv an achlore nua berle geriga in ye. Mar chodstan ober at her shul air an lagan clutcha don achlore lassiu breshes tree villageg antral lablian nuas. Eger chlacht a car antralaha. Garaji a chartu agus coaj fuama agus gramadi bresha a car la hentralaha. Ta bresha's kid antral nua carhat leshen folklore bonnihe ar cursi raha, ash olus o usajuri, agus gra usaj barla na herin, tulu eg forest nigiliga bunk aie na eg folklore bunk aie. Fogritar go jontahi callan na kahra emil forest, jarag I haharn mar chodj de leershu publi ar son act geliga o hui. Factus tras choran de chodj Conor na geliga ata sadram jarag, ach regin ar son carta changa ar elan na herin. Bei pobl na geliga I lahar mar chodj den leershu publi agus to curu ar onadihe toha o parchihe ar fad o hui avehi lahar agus taku la carta changa. Cotter tu slashan leershu eg alahanya kahar eg hala na kahra bel firstje. Tahar exul go shol her siva jerlinia uurs de kudj leanra lecher canon gan will. Feimdian an leanra conan geliga occur con kin hart canter lecher canon. Esse in sprick leshan tiv na olus occur foil go forest and fobble. Major leshan ober ata bon egan leanra. Na hemakti ata eg chart in yis august and scale a scapu major le ain rod a winnin la hobber an leanra. Fogar de kudj and common skuldramiacta na gome fela actual skuldramiacta shul in Araclan Gidors in Luin and Caird Lajeg de Mi Marta. August Eridarna Lajeg de Mi Marta, Eartar Erskolana a Bawailof of a Parcha on Forma Eiratish, August Coibd and Drama, a Hulawischa, River and Sprickdata, Darna La is Fee de Mi Fiora, Tell You Olish Egg, Skuldramiacht, Bunk IE. August Shumachodse Eligulier, Slan, August Bannacht.
Good evening, welcome to the column. Now looking at the weather forecast for this evening, it'll be mostly dry and breezy at first tonight, but outbreaks of rain and drizzle will develop before midnight, becoming fairly widespread for a time before clearing southeastwards later. Scattered showers will follow in overnight lows of 5 to 7 degrees Celsius, mainly moderate westerly breezes, fresh to strong and gusty at times, particularly near the coast. It'll be breezy and mostly cloudy tomorrow, further patchy rain, drizzle and mist in highs of 9 or 10 degrees Celsius, moderate to fresh and gusty southwesterly winds, strong at times near the coast. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Taking a look at the closing headlines, the latest excavation and ground search for 46-year-old Dr. Deirdre O'Flaherty, reported missing in Moville 10 years ago today, has ended without success. Gardaí have thanked the public for their patience during the operation in a rural part of the Milford Garda district. They've renewed their appeal for information and confirmed that the latest search has concluded. Tributes have been paid to Dawn Croke, who was in her 30s. She died after she was struck by a car while walking along Chapel Road in Dunloe at around 6:30 last evening. She was a teacher at Ross's Community School. A six-year-old girl also involved in the incident remains in a serious condition in hospital. Gardaí investigating an attack on a house in Falsk near Strokestown in County Roscommon last month have arrested a man in his 50s. It follows a search carried out this morning in Donegal. News again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 11th of January. The tragic death has occurred of Dawn Croke, Burton Port and Key Road, Dunloe. Her remains will repose at her parents Tony and Anne Croke's residence on Key Road, Dunloe from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Rosary nightly at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Monday morning at 11 in St. Cronus Church, Dunloe, with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Charlie Duddy, 47, Barrack Street, Strabane. His remains will repose at his home from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 20 to 2 for Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of William Hamilton, Springfield, St. Johnson. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock for service at 2:30 in St. Johnson Presbyterian Church. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St. Johnson Presbyterian Church, care of Gibson Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Paul Dixon Wilde, late of 6, the Fold, Castledurg. Paul's remains will repose at the home of his brothers-in-law, Pat and Michael Carlin, 19 Garvita Road, Castledurg, from 7 o'clock this evening. Removal from there tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock to St Patrick's Church, Castledurg, to repose overnight. Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1:30, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of Thomas Tommy Kane, Bridge End, Remelton. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Remelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Remelton Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has occurred of Mary Lina, née McGee, Glasgow, and formerly of Upper Fannaboy, Gortha Hawk. Her remains will repose at her residence from Thursday evening, January 17th, leaving there on Friday 18th, going to St Columbkill's Chapel, Rutherd Glen, Glasgow, for 6:30, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning, January 19th, at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in Lynn Cemetery, Glasgow. The death has occurred of Heike Muller, Rani Kerry Keel. Her remains will arrive at Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Kerry Keel, this evening at 6 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, followed by private cremation. The house is private, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Donegal Hospice, care of McAteer Funeral Directors, Fanad. The death has occurred of Susan Gill, Anna Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Carndonagh Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of McFeely Funeral Directors or any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. and private, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Pat Sharkey, 4 Glen Road, Strabane, formerly of Fountain Street, Derry. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Millmount, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place of Margaret McBride, née Binny, 15 Ulster Cottages, Glebe, Sion Mills, formerly of Alloa, Scotland. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills, at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in Millmount Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Western Health and Social Care Trust, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place of Paddy Norrie, St Mary's Terrace, Remelton. His remains are reposing at his home. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Remelton. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Remelton Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors or any family member. And the death has taken place of Keith Douglas Allen, Castledoe, Creasla, formerly of Johannesburg, South Africa. No wake, please. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, tomorrow at 12 noon, with private cremation later. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice or the Franciscan Friary Ards Creasla, care of any family member or James Harkin Funeral Director.